After Tuesday's election, Republicans continue their firm control of Lansing.
After a whirlwind campaign, now comes governing. I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics.
Predictions, even among many Republicans, were that Republicans would lose at least some seats in the state House of Representatives.
Times, in fact, during the campaign, there were even questions of whether Democrats might take control of the House.
But with just one seat lost to Democrats and a rather unexpected pickup of a Democratic seat, Republicans have kept the same number of seats in their state House majority.
So, as it has been for the past 6 years, complete Republican control at the state capitol, the House, the Senate, and with Governor Snyder, the executive branch.
And with Donald Trump's win and a GOP wave of U.S. House and Senate seats, that Republican control is the same in D.C.
But there is a recent historical tendency. When government swings far in one party's direction, it tends to swing back.
We're looking at you, Michigan, mm-hmm. in 2018, when the governor, attorney general, secretary of state, entire state Senate and state House, congressional delegation, and a U.S. Senate seat will be up for election.
And keep this in mind. Over the past decades, the party not in the White House tends to do better during midterm elections, which is 2018. Republican Governor Snyder won in 2010, 2 years into Democratic President Obama's first term. Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm won in 2002, 2 years into Republican President Bush's first term.
And let's not forget the blowout elections in the 2006 midterm, a Democratic wave under Bush, and then 2010, a Republican wave under President Obama.
And now, given nothing seems certain right now, and making predictions seems practically hazardous after last Tuesday. But if history is a guide, Democrats could be looking at a comeback in 2018.
But much of that will depend on how Republicans play their hand over the next 2 years. Do they play to their base, push hyper-partisan legislation and policies, or do they risk overextending their mandate and maybe overstepping what voters want?
And with a new speaker and leadership in the House, how do Republicans work with each other?
And with Governor Snyder.
Right. We have seen House Republicans knock heads with this governor over Medicaid expansion, road funding, Detroit schools.
There's also a difference in perspective on just what to do with a majority. Some believe, well, majorities can be fleeting, so you should use the power when you've got it. Others say, be cautious. Controversial wedge issues should wait until your majority is less precarious.
And this can set partisans against one another. Do you court controversy or do you compromise?
We will see which ethos prevails and when as Republicans plot and execute their majority plans.
With or without Democrats, who, speaking of, boy, oh boy, have their work cut out for them, not only as a minority party.
Trying to break through the Republican hegemony with their own policy ideas and legislation.
Mm-hmm. But also after Tuesday's big loss, some serious focusing on messaging, organization, and connecting with voters. Real work.
Because they certainly cannot take for granted that history will repeat itself and that the electoral pendulum will swing power back into their hands.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.